I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Over the last few weeks, our feathered friends have greatly appreciated the helping hand offered by your backyard bird feeders. However, unless you're doing some routine maintenance to those, you may be doing more harm than good. We'll talk about it in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Many West Virginians enjoy watching the birds come to their feeder in the backyard, and over the course of the heavy snow we've endured, the feeders have become quite the attraction, I'm sure. But now that the weather has broken a bit, Rob Tallman of the DNR's Elkins Operations Center tells us it's the perfect time to take them down and clean them up.
Actually, it's recommended that you clean them once a month to keep anything from affecting the birds or anything from growing on the feeders.
Now, without that cleaning, you do run the risk of spreading a variety of wildlife ailments.
Well, anytime you congregate wildlife of any sort, things can tend to spread quickly. In birds, there's several diseases, conjunctivitis being probably one of the most common. It's kind of a disease of the eye, especially prevalent in finches. Last year, we also had an outbreak of salmonella in some of the finches and pine siskins. And by keeping your feeders clean, you can at least reduce the chance that those things will be spread.
Now, cleaning them is not that big of an issue, but don't overdo it.
I recommend that you use a 10% bleach solution, the 10 parts warm water to 1 part bleach, and that will kill all germs and anything that may infect the birds. It depends on the type of the feeder, but you generally want to scrub the feeder to move any debris, and take the feeder apart if it's one that you can do that, a tube feeder, for instance, and clean all the different parts with a brush and that bleach solution.
Now, you can also use white vinegar if you're worried about the bleach damaging your feeder. Afterward, when you put them back up, carefully select the feed.
First thing you want to do after you clean is make sure they're good and dry so you don't create a situation where mold and mildew can occur. Once they're dry, I recommend you use black oil sunflower. It's one of the most popular. More kinds of birds will eat it, and it's one of the more economical as well. Now, you can find cheaper seed mixes, but they have a lot of filler in them, and most birds will just throw that out to get to the good stuff. So black oil sunflower is what I would suggest.
And suet cakes are another popular item to attract birds for your enjoyment.
Suet cakes kind of take the place of insects that the birds can't get in the wintertime. It adds protein into their diet, and birds such as woodpeckers and nuthatches and so forth really like those.
And keep them clean, and you'll enjoy birding for the whole winter in your backyard. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.